知道神也帮助我们，中间有需要工作的，神会为你预备。
So and God also prepared the work for us to do also.
我们知道神也在其他的我们的生活上的需要，我们的健康，神都看顾我们。
And we know God will guard our health and look after us too.
所以我们要常常感谢主，听我们的祷告。
So we need to thank God to listen to our prayers.
今天，我是想提醒弟兄姐妹，祷告不单只是个人的事情，也是众人的事情。
So today we're going to talk about prayers. It's not only personal, but also we need to pray together.
当然，许多弟兄姐妹自己在家有祷告。
Of course, brothers and sisters, you pray in your own home.
你也跟你的家人要一起有祷告。
And sometimes we do pray with our family members.
但是有许多的工作，许多世界的事情。个人的事情都有时候需要众人一起来祷告的。
But sometimes we have our prayers. We need to pray in groups.
我们的教会特别需要祷告。
Especially our church need your prayer.
我们也需要为弟兄姐妹有些特别的情况中需要祷告。
And we also need to pray for brothers and sisters who are in need.
当我们众人祷告的时候。神会更重的赐下他的恩典。
So when we pray together, God will greatly bless us.
当然，在圣经里面告诉我们，有些先知、神的仆人，他们一祷告，哇，非常厉害，天都会下雨，有各样的情形发生。
So we can learn from the Old Testament that. The old prophet, when they pray, and they will receive special blessings. Even Lord will let rain come down from heaven.
但是在新约的时代，这个新约的教会里面，我们看见圣经教导我们呢，需要众人一起同心合一的祷告呢，就更大的能力赐给我们。
So we can learn from the New Testament when we pray together, the more power will be given to us.
而今天早上让我也提醒弟兄姐妹，我们中国人从很久以前四五六千年的开始都有祷告了。
So let me remind you, our Chinese people, we start praying 5,000-6,000 years ago.
你记得我们中国人古代的那些故事告诉我们呢？最初的人呢，是一个叫做阿登，一个叫做驴窝。
So, remember when in our recording our Chinese history, when the world start, there is some person called 女娲。
那个就代表亚当跟夏娃了。
So that's represent Adam and Eve.
那后来他们一直到皇帝的时代，他们都知道祷告的重要。
So even to the time of all the emperors, they know the importance of all the prayers.
因为知道人是神所创造的。
Because we know men were created by God.
人需要向上帝来哀求。
So man needs to plead to God.
所以特别到夏商周的朝代的时候，四五千年的时候呢，他们王帝都要祷告的。
So especially to the dynasty of Xia Shang and Zhou, all the emperors are all praying to God.
你记得尧、舜、帝那些王帝都是非常好的王帝，因为他们相信有上帝带领他们。
So we have Yao, Xin, Di, great emperors. They're so great because they believe there is God, and then they want God to lead them.
那你说现在为什么？在中国的历史里面，许多人不认识上帝呢。
So then we ask why there's so many people in Chinese history don't know God.
因为到了秦始皇的时候呢，他就把自己当作上帝。
Because at the Qin Dynasty, the 秦始皇 himself think he is God himself.
他当然很厉害，建了万里长城。
And he is a mighty emperor, and he built the Great Wall.
但是他同时也做了许多坏事。
And at the same time, he did some bad things also.
特别一件事，就是焚书坑儒，就是把许多古代的书籍，许多好的那些带领人要相信神的东西都消掉了。
And then he killed all the intellects, and then he burned all the books from the old times that teaching people about God.
因为他把自己当作王帝，自己好像上帝，他是要统管一切。
Because he wanted to present himself as God.
但是感谢神，在明朝的时代，那个王帝开始知道祷告的重要。
But thanks be God, when we reach to Ming Dynasty, the emperor know how to learn how to pray again.
他们建造一个天坛。
They have built a temple for God.
那今天如果你去北京，一定要看看这个天坛啊。
So it's actually located in Beijing. It's called the Temple of Heaven.
那当然，这个不是明朝所建的。
Of course, it's not built in Ming Dynasty.
那个是后来清朝的皇帝继续这个习惯。要重建这个天坛。
Because it was continued the ritual, it was built in Qing Dynasty.
那你说天坛干什么呢？
So they say, what is that for?
就是皇帝代表全国中国的人民，在哪里求神的福气，求神给我们有好的收获，有好的田地。
So what do we do in the Temple of Heaven? That's the emperor goes in there.On behalf of all the nations to ask God for blessings for harvest.
所以我们知道我们需要神，需要他的福气，需要向他祷告。
So we know we need God, we need to pray to him.
那圣经特别告诉我们，我们是必须要祷告才可以得到神各样的福气。
So in the Bible we learned we must pray.
如果人说我不需要神，我自己做自己的事，结果都有许多不好的事情发生。
So if people ignore God and do their own ways, there will be full of troubles.
那大家请你看一看，特别为什么要祷告。
So we're going to discuss this topic today, why we need to pray.
那圣经告诉我们，请大家帮我念好不好？
Let's read together.
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲道。英文了，请
Pray continually,
give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt.那不住的祷告这个字，在希腊文的文法上是一个 imperative， 就是是一个命令。
So, pray continually. This word in Greek is an order.
就是说，不是可以祷告不可以，这是神命令你要不住的祷告。
It's not something you can pray or you cannot to pray, but it's an order you have to pray.
那就是知道，就是让你我们知道，我们的生命，我们一切都在神的手上，我们要跟他建立好的关系。
So we all know our life in God's hands. We need to have a relationship with Him.
我们要跟神有好的沟通。
We should have a good communion with God.
那就等于爸爸。跟孩子，妈妈跟孩子需要好的沟通，对不对？
It's like father and son and mother and son, they need to have good communication.
如果我们的儿子，我有两个儿子啊，那他们一点都不跟我谈话，从来不打电话，也不什么都跟我谈。我给他电话，那他也不回我的电话。你觉得我会怎么样？
So just imagine, since I have two sons.What if they don't call me, they don't talk to me, what do you think I would feel?
我的太太最前两天讲，哎呀，我的小儿子没有电话了啊。
So like my wife was telling me, you know, our younger son hasn't called us for a
while. 我说为什么你不给他电话了？
And then I asked her, why do you call him?
他的儿子为什么不跟我谈话？
And then she was worried why the son didn't call.
你看，那神是天父啊，对不对？
So look at God as our heavenly
Father. 他是天上的父亲，他一定要你跟他 交通嘛。
So it's the same thing. He's our Father in heaven. He wants us to communicate with him.
所以我们必须服从神的命令。
So we need to obey God's order.
如果你每天你去你的生活，你赚好多钱，你有很好的名誉，但是你从来不祷告的，我告诉你啊，天上的福气不会真的常常临到你身上。
So even we make a lot of money, we have fame, but if you don't pray, we will not receive blessings from heaven.
因为人随时都可以离开这个世界。
Because we are only temporary, we
can leave this earth. 不要以为你我很健康，我有好的医师，哦，我有好的东西。我告诉你啊，有许多人啊，安安静啊，在睡觉，那就去了。神要你的命，随时就去啊。
So don't think I'm healthy, I have a lot of money, I can live forever. But I'm telling you the truth, God can claim your life anytime.
那你说我祷告什么呢?
So sometimes we ask, what shall I pray about?
圣经讲凡事谢恩。
So in the Bible says, in everything give thanks.
这个是祷告的内容。
This is the content of prayer.
那什么叫做谢恩呢?
So what is being thankful?
就是要赞美神。
So it's to praise him.
谢谢神给我们的福气
and thank God for his blessing.
也同时求神的旨意
and also ask him what he wants us to do.
神带领我们的生命
and then let God lead our life.
这个都是包括在谢恩里面了
It's all included in being thankful.
所以祷告的时候第一件事情先感谢神赞美神也谢谢他的旨意在我们身上
So when we pray, weFirst thing, we need to thank him and praise him.
然后为你的家人祷告
And pray for your families also.
为你自己的需要祷告
And pray for your own needs.
为你的邻舍祷告
And pray for your neighbors.
特别今天我们教会需要你的祷告
And especially today our church needs
your prayers. 为世界祷告
And pray for the world.
为日本的情况祷告
And pray for the circumstances in Japan.
为比利时欧洲的情况祷告
And pray for the Europe.
为美国竞选总统也祷告
and pray for this country for the election
为全世界的统治者包括习近平也为他祷告
and also pray for the world
那弟兄姐妹这个我们需要继续每天都这样的祷告的
so we do need to pray every day
因为这个是神的命令
because that's what God wants us to do
然后为什么我们祷告呢
And then why do we pray?
因为神答应我们的祷告的。
Because God will answer our prayers.
如果今天我问这座会众啊，神有没有答应过你的祷告？我相信许多人都会举手。
So if I ask everybody here if God ever answered your prayer, I think most of people will raise your hands.
那比如说师母告诉我神怎么样听他的祷告。
It's like, for example, my wife told me how God answered her prayers.
我问她，我说 Sharon, 你在生命中有什么神最答应你的一件事情呢？
So I asked her, Sharon, what's the thing that you remember the most that God has answered your prayer?
她说，当然神答应我许多的事情了。
Sharon said, of course, God has
answered most of my prayers. 但是其中一件事情永远不会忘记。
But there's one thing I'll never forget.
就是她十七岁要去英国念看护的时候的情况。
So especially, he answered her prayers when she was 17, right before she's going to England for a nursing school.
她念完了三年就又回家了。
So after 3 years, she came back.
因为护照就期了，不能再留在英国了。
Because that's as long as her visa allows.
但是她要考试啊。
But there's a test.
他要通过他
的 She has to pass the test.
看护啊，就回家来等候了。
So she has to go home and wait.
他说连我的爸爸都为我禁食祷告。
So even my father fast and
pray for me. 为什么呢？就是希望我可以考到这个执照，因为我念了三年了，他需要这个通过考试啊。
Because everybody wants me to pass the exam to have the license.
结果神就听他们的祷告了。
So God listened to their prayers.
那你说我有什么要感谢主的呢？
But sometimes what shall I ask God?
好多东西了。
A lot of things.
每天每个礼拜都许多东西感谢。
Every day, every week have a lot of things to thank God for.
但是有一件我最感谢主的。
But there's one thing.
就是 我找到我的太太。
As I found my wife.
因为我那个时候，我也不告诉你我年纪多大了。
So I won't tell you how old I am.
就是所有牧师都说，哎呀，我们要为 Wilford Chung 祷告，要他是他还没有太太呀。
All the pastors said we have to pray for Wilford because he hasn't got a wife yet.
这个神就很奇妙的安排，我可以见到 Sharon 了。
So in some miraculous circumstances, I met my wife Sharon.
神是答应祷告的。
So God answered
prayers. 你看看我们这里这个 building.
So he is in this building.
许多弟兄姊妹都感谢主，感谢天父。
So we all ask God, thank God in
heaven. 神赐给我们这个教堂。
And God gave us this building.
我们不需要去租。
We don't have to rent.
我们不需要上其他的教堂到处跑，到处借地方。
And we don't have to borrow spaces.
这个是我们的教堂。
And this is our church.
但是我告诉你，我们开始要建堂的时候蛮辛苦哎。
But I tell you, we really have a hard time before we build this church.
特别我是最辛苦。
Because especially me.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为大部分弟兄都说不行，不行。
So most brothers and sisters told me that we can't do that.
我们要建堂，他弟兄们都说不行。
So everybody said no, we can't do that.
那些不行的弟兄现在都不在这里了，所以我可以讲啊。
So most of the brothers and sisters who against it is not here anymore, so I can say something about it.
但是感谢主啊，奇妙，有一对夫妇说不行的，他们改变了，他说可以的，我们要做。
And also by the grace of God, some people saying that you can't do it, they change their mind.
纪念王伯母，纪念不在啊，他们去了台湾了啊。她的丈夫是头一个特别说要建教堂，中国人需要自己的教堂的，就是王伯伯。
Yeah, especially Mrs. Wang, her husband is the first one who said, we need to build this church. Chinese people need the church.
那个就是慧明的爸爸了。
That's Hui Min's father.
所以神赐福给他。
So God bless him.
虽然他已经离开了。
However, he has gone to the heavenly home.
今天他的儿子啊，是一个非常好的牧师。
But his son became a very good preacher.
在洛杉矶西区啊，进这个大学里面非常漂亮的教堂，长进得非常厉害。
It's in West Los Angeles in the university. It's a very beautiful church.
他的孙子们，他儿子的儿子们也是做医生的，两个都是医生。
And then two of his grandsons are doctors.
神答应这个爸爸爷爷的祷告。
So God answered this grandpa's prayer.
那这个教堂，神感谢主，就因为弟兄里面凭信心。所以今天我们可以有这样漂亮的地方。
And for our church, we have to thank God because our faith in Him, we have a place to worship Him.
这个都是神的恩典。
Those are all blessings from God.
那神是答应我们许许多多的祷告的。
So God has answered many of our prayers.
那神也要我们得医治。
And also, God wants us to be healed.
你看见圣经这里告诉我们，你们中间有受苦的就该祷告，有喜乐就该歌颂，中间有病的就该请教会的长老，可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告，出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。所以你们要怎么样彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是带有功效的。
Okay, so in the book of James, it said, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let him pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him." Anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
感谢主，神是听我们教会的祷告，帮助我们许多有病的过去一些得着医治。
So thanks be to God. He listened to our prayers and healed many sick people in our church.
但是我们要继续更多的合作的祷告，求神医治我们是一切的疾病。
So we need to pray together also for healing.
因为我们许多人都有一些毛病，或者年纪大了，也各样的毛病。
So because everybody have their own physical needs, especially for the elders.
那我们需要祷告求神医治。
So we need to pray to God for healing.
你说我们不要看医生吗？
So you ask me, so we don't need to go to the doctor?
不是。
That's not true.
但是许多基督徒的医生都告诉你，他们的医治是神帮助他们来医治病人的。
So we talk to a lot of Christian doctors. What they say is their treatment towards a patient is the wisdom from God.
上个礼拜你都听见了陈医师，对不对？他的讲道蛮有能力，对不对？
So last week we listened to Pastor Chang's preaching.
那这个陈医师是开水的意思，但是他很相信是神医治，神帮助他医治人。
So he really believes God healed him.
各位弟兄姐妹，最近我们也看见神用奇妙的方法医治有一些根本就不相信神的国家里面的人。
So lately I have seen miracles God has performed in those countries where people don't believe in God.
刚刚前个礼拜就有一个 email 告诉我们，在波斯里面有一个太太，她是生了癌症。
So last week I have received the email that a lady has cancer.
那她就请，当然了，你病得要害，一定要请人来帮她。她就有一个朋友说，哎，我们有一个好好的很爱波斯人的这个人，请他来为你祷告了。
So one of our friends, because he need help, so one of our friends told him, you know, we have somebody to pray for you.
他们也不知道这两个人其实是基督徒。
They don't know that those two are Christians.
因为回教徒怎么会请一个基督徒来祷告呢？
Because they're originally from Persia, so they're Muslims. So
他们也不知道，但是好了，要帮他医治嘛，就两个基督徒跪下，特别按手为他祷告。
So those two Christians are kneeling down and put their hands on her and pray for him.
结果那天晚上
and that night,
这个太太也是做梦了。
So this lady had a dream.
她看见耶稣。
And she saw Jesus.
耶稣说你要信我。
And Jesus told her that you need to
believe
in me. And I will heal you.
奇怪，这个太太就医病好了。
So miraculously, she was healed.
哇，现在才知道原来祷告是这么有能力的。
And then she realized the power of prayer.
是那两个基督徒的祷告神就应允了。
So God answered those two Christians' prayers.
所以他们全家也开始要祷告了。
And the whole family start praying.
弟兄姐妹，我们听到其实好是这样的见证。
So we have a lot of testimonies like that.
所以我们要求主医治我们。
So we need to ask God for healing.
我们第四件是看见为什么要祷告。
So number four, why we need to pray.
这个就是我们教会特别是需要的祷告。
Because our church need our prayers.
因为耶稣这样讲啊，耶稣说，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。
So as it asks the Lord of the harvest, therefore to send out workers into his harvest field.
这个是我们教会所有弟兄姐妹都愿意祷告的事情。
So that's the things, brother and sister, we all need to pray about.
我们需要工人啦。
We need workers of harvest.
特别我们教会需要，我们已经呼召叶牧师要来帮助我们教会了。对不对？
Especially we have called Pastor Ye to come here to lead the church.
那起初我就跟弟兄姐妹讲，哎呀，我真是不懂， 为什么这个牧师要四十天来祷告呢？
So at the beginning, I told brothers and sisters, I really don't understand. Why does he need 40 days to pray?
为什么他知道我教会的需要吗？你就要教会等四十天，教会很需要的。
He knows the needs of our church. Why he asks us to wait for 40 days?
现在我知道了。
And now I know.
因为他需要知道我们教会祷告。
Because he needs our church to pray for him also.
他知道我们教会需要同心的祷告。
He needs us to pray together.
如果我们需要好的牧师，大家需要努力的祷告啊。
So if we want a good pastor here, we need to all pray together.
你为求神带领他来了。
So ask God to lead him here.
他来了之后还是要继续为他祷告啊。
And even if he comes, we still need to pray for him.
因为圣经哥罗西书讲里面有恒切的祷告，还要警醒感恩。也保罗说为我们祷告，这是保罗要求基督徒为他祷告。
So especially in the book of Colossians, they say, devote yourself to prayers and being watchful and thankful. And also, Paul asked for prayers for himself also.
为什么要为他祷告呢？
Why do we need to pray for him?
两件事情。
There's two things.
第一，为他开传道的门。
The first is open the doors for him.
第二，让他讲道讲得很清楚。
And second one is that he can proclaim the mystery of Christ.
就不要讲到讲的一大堆故事非常好听，听完之后不晓得讲什么。
So it's not like talking a lot of words and without meaning.
那保罗要求信徒为他祷告。
So those two requests from Paul.
那今天我们教会非常需要这样的祷告。
So today, our church needs such prayers also.
就是传福音的时候，我们要门打开啊。有开门才可以传福音啊。
So when we go out to spread the gospel, we need the door to be open.
但是如果你问我们有些爱主的弟兄姐妹，他也愿意探访的啊，他要摇一个电话说我们可以来探访你的，可以不可以进去呢？
So you can see some of our brothers and sisters, they like to visit people.
他们可以告诉你，大部分说对不起啊，不要来啊。
So,
啊、我太忙啊，啊，我有这个事情，那个事情，那个事情啊。
So when they call the person to they want to visit to, but normally the other side would say, no, it's not convenient.
传福音不容易的。
So it's not easy to spread the gospel.
我最近知道有一个师母，她从早十点钟打电话，一直打电话到晚上十点，不停祷告啊，来邀不停的打电话邀电话，请人来教会啊。这样辛苦的。
So we know there's a pastor's wife calling from 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night to invite people to church.
那如果人推堂了，推你了，你怎么办？
So if people refuse you, what do you do?
不要灰心。
And don't lose heart.
何牧师告诉我们，一些新的朋友还没有新的朋友，你要打电话七次，至少七次。
So Pastor Ho said in the past that sometimes he has to call seven times to invite somebody over here.
但是七次之前先要祷告，对不对？
But before you call the seven times, pray first.
那你说，那对呀、啊，我需要祷告，但是为什么需要集合来祷告呢？
So you ask, yeah, we do need to pray, but why do we need to join together in prayer?
那请你看新约，耶稣升天之后。教会给我们的榜样。
So let's look at the examples from church after ascension of Christ.
我们大家一起念好不好？
Let's read together.
这些人同信几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。英文的。
They all join together constantly in prayer.
Along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brother. 那你看，耶稣的母亲跟他的家庭都一起，跟门徒一起祷告了。
So let's see here, Mary, mother of Jesus, and his brothers joined together with the disciples and prayed together.
英文的翻译讲得很清楚 ，join together 就是一起集合起来的祷告。
So it's clear in English, they joined together.
同时要继续的，不是一次就算了。 继续不断的这样来做。
So it has to be constantly. It's not just one time deal.
那就是有时间都要聚集起来，一起来为教会祷告。
So when we have time, we need to gather together constantly in prayers for the church.
求神带领工人来。
So pray God will bring workers.
求神开传道的门。
And pray for God will open the door.
求神医治我们。
And pray God will heal us.
求神给我们好的工作。
And then pray to God to give us missions.
求神帮助我们的学业，我们的学校念书。
And also pray to God that He will help us in our study.
集合的祷告。
And let's pray together.
啊，这个是非常重要的榜样，我们需要学习。
And this is a very good example that we need to learn from.
这个祷告的集合的工，这个就是教会的一个工作。
So that's one of the work of the church is pray together.
有祷告之后才去传福音的时候，果效就更大了。
So when we pray first and then go out and spread the gospel, and then we are more effective.
那第二，集合祷告就使信徒能够放胆。
So the second one, when we pray together, and then all the believers will be bold.
你看那些门徒一起聚会之后，圣经讲啊，这个地方都震动啊。
So we can see after they gathered together, the whole place was shaken.
那因为圣灵的感动在里面。
Because they're all filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后最后的结果怎么样？他们就放胆的去做见证。
And then they end up spoke the word of God boldly.
那弟兄姐妹，我们许多时候不敢放胆去做见证。
So sometimes we're feeling timid.
我们愿意做许多教会工作。
We like to work for the church.
但是不敢做见证。
But we dare not to go out and spread the gospel.
不敢向朋友说我是基督徒。
And we dare not tell our friends that I'm a Christian.
不敢找个机会跟一个朋友一起吃吃饭啊，告诉他，哎，你要来跟我听耶稣吗？跟我去聚会吗？
And sometimes we dare not to invite a friend to church.
都是害怕的。
It's all timid.
为什么？
And why?
没有祷告。
Because we haven't prayed.
我们教会需要为弟兄姐妹能够放胆传福音祷告。
So we need to pray for each other to spread the gospel boldly.
那就是求神给我们力量，可以带领人来参加聚会，带领人信耶稣。
And then God will give strength to lead people to our church.
这个需要集合祷告的力量。
And this needs us to pray together.
如果我们没有集合祷告的时候，我们在生活上就不会活出信徒的榜样。
So if we don't join in prayer, we cannot give example.
我们就不敢去宣教了。
And then we dare not to go out and spread the gospel.
我们可以说，哎呀，牧师你做的不够啊，哎呀，这个事情教会做的不好啊，许多的批评。但是我们自己有没有传福音呢？没有啊。
So sometimes we criticize about the church not doing enough, but look at ourselves, are we doing enough?
那你为什么批评别人呢？
Why do you criticize about other people?
先批评自己。
So look at yourself first.
为什么我不敢放胆去做见证？
Why I don't spread the gospel?
那我不是说，哎呀，我们拿一个大十字架，啊，你们要悔改，到处告诉人。我不是做这个。
So it doesn't mean like I want you to bring a big cross everywhere and tell people to repent.
但是你要思想一下，怎么把你的邻居带到神面前？
But we have to think how to bring our neighbors to God.
我跟大家讲过，从前我住在 Mission View 旁边，不是 mission， 再远一点啊，Limonest， 邻居一个美国的人啊，他们不去教堂的。
So as I told you before, where I live, and there is an American family, they don't go to church.
哦，他们的爸爸来看他。
So their father comes to visit them.
是个路德教会的牧师。
And then he's a pastor of a Lutheran church.
抽烟的。
And he smokes really bad.
他们对教会没有兴趣啊。
And then they have no interest in
no,
church.
我跟师母也没有什么，只是跟他们打打招呼， 做好朋友， 你帮我帮你， 送一些礼物。
So we just have normal relationships and then be good friends and then exchange gifts and so.
有一天我说，你要去教堂啊？ 我说你爸爸也是牧师嘛， 那你要不要去？ 那个参加那个 Saddleback Church 去接去吧。
So one day I told him, "Hey, you need to go to church. See your dad is a pastor. Go to Saddleback Church."
真的，他们去了一次啊。And
they went actually.
去了以后就继续去了。And
then they've been there ever since.
你猜他现在干什么？Guess
what he's doing now?
他做牧师了。He's
a pastor now.
不在加州，他搬到别人念神学，念神学做了牧师。And
then he goes to the seminary and then.
那弟兄姐妹，我们需要跟人家分享，对吧？So
brothers and sisters, we need to share the good news with other people.
你需要胆量。You
need.
你说我不够胆。You
need to be bold. You said I'm timid.
你需要祷告。You
need to pray.
我们聚集祷告。So
we need to pray together.
然后第三，我们知道。 聚集祷告是一个争斗，是个斗争。
So we know pray together is a struggle.
圣经保罗讲得很清楚。
So Paul said really clearly.
他说弟兄们，我们借着主耶稣，借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力。这个竭力这个字，其实原文在希腊文就是斗争的意思。
So Paul said, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle.
挣扎什么东西呢?
Struggle about what?
挣扎祷告。
About praying.
现在我们知道为什么我们不愿意祷告了。
So now we know why we don't want to pray.
因为祷告是一个挣扎。
Because praying is a struggle.
我们的本老本性，老我不愿意祷告的。
Our old nature don't want to pray.
感谢主，有些弟兄姐妹很喜欢祷告。
And thank God there are a lot of brothers and sisters really
love praying. 因为已经得胜了老我了。
Because you overcome the old self.
但是你看看保罗都要争斗啊。
So look at Paul and he's Paul struggles too.
因为你说，哎呀，我祷告太多了。Sometimes
they say,
"Why do we need to go to 祷告会啊?"
Why would
每一个礼拜都要祷告会
？Every Saturday.
太多了
，too much.
我不如去玩玩啊，去做运动，做其他事，不是好吗
？So either go play and go exercise.
弟兄姐妹，这个是争斗。
So, brothers and sisters, it's a struggle.
祈祷是不容易的。
So, it's not easy to pray.
所以我们要聚起来彼此勉励。
So, that's why we have to gather together and encourage
彼此勉励的时候,
each other.
就祷告有力量了。
So, when we encourage each other, we can feel the power of the prayer.
因为我们看见弟兄姐妹得到祷告的应允，神的恩赐。
Because we all can see each other's prayer.
这样子我们就得到喜乐了。
When our prayers are fulfilled, we have joy.
神答应，在我的圣山，就是在他的教会里面，神的子民会得到喜乐。So
God said, in my holy mountain, I'll give them joy in my house of prayers.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们需要一起来更多的祷告。So
we need to pray together more and more.
我们求神赦免我们，真是祷告不够了。
And then we need to ask forgiveness that we do not pray
什么祷告不够?
Enough. What's not enough?
不肯聚起来祷告。
We are not willing to gather together, join in prayers.
我发觉许多弟兄姐妹偶尔来祷告会。
So I found some brothers and sisters just come to the prayer meeting occasionally.
你需要继续的来参加。
You need to come continually.
世界有许多事情。
There are a lot of things.
你本人有许多事情。
You have a lot of needs.
但是祷告最重要。
But prayer is the most important thing.
教会需要你的祷告。
And church needs your prayers.
你要聚起来跟弟兄姐妹求神的恩典。
And then you need to come here and join together with brothers and
sisters. 所以圣灵的震动才在我们当中。
And then the Holy Spirit will move us.
各位弟兄姐妹，最近有一个很大的聚会。 在这个圣诞节差不多那个时候，基督徒有一大批在多伦多那边来聚会。
So, right before Christmas, there is a group of Christians gathered in Toronto.
这个大概三四千的华人在那边有一个大的聚会来听牧师的讲道。
So there are about 3,000-4,000Chinese people gathered together to listen to the preacher.
同时他们聚集祷告。
And also they joined together in prayers.
有一位女牧师请到，从香港来跟他们讲道。
So there is a female speaker.
她的丈夫是在中国很著名的一个基督徒，叫做滕进辉。
And then her husband is a very famous preacher in China.
你猜他讲到的主题是什么呢？
So what do you think the topic?
你们要为主耶稣死。
So you need to die for Jesus.
讲到全世界许多为主殉道生命都没有的那些这种姐妹。
So we're talking about all the martyrs in the world who died for Jesus.
讲到在中国有些神学院教导那些神学生的时候，一个重要的教导，你们要为耶稣基督死。
So they say there's a big lesson in the Chinese seminars that have you died for Jesus?
怪不得中国传福音这样厉害。
That's why the gospel spread so rapidly in China.
然后当天他呼召的时候，这位女传道呼召的时候，他说凡是愿意为耶稣基督死的，请到前面来。
So when she called everybody who wants to die for Jesus, come forward.
哇，整个场震动。
So the whole place was shocked.
年轻人跑前来。
Young people come forward.
有些妈妈到前面来。
And then some mothers come forward.
甚至乎刚信耶稣都跑前来。
And even some new believers come forward.
因为耶稣这样爱我。
Because Jesus,
因为耶稣为我死，
because he died for me.
耶稣给我新的生命，
and he gave me new life.
我愿意为他死，
and I'm willing to die for him too.
哇，这个厉害了！弟兄姐妹，你愿意为耶稣死吗？
So, brothers and sisters, are you willing to die for him?
还是你想哦，世界许多东西啊，这样子吗？
So you think, oh, there's so many things in the world.
但是有两个提醒给弟兄姐妹的。
But there's two reminders.
如果你要祷告得到神的应允，
so if you want your prayers to be answered,
我们集合祷告的时候，得到神真的大大施恩给我们的。
So when we pray together, we'll receive blessings from God. 有些
先决的条件。
And there is some preconditions.
好，请大家一起念，好不好？
Let's read together.
这个马可福音十一章，请。所以我告诉你们。凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。英文的
Therefore I tell you,
whatever you ask for in prayer, believe it that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying,If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sin. 那个意思就是说，你祷告之前一定先要饶恕弟兄姐妹。
So that means before you pray, think about forgiveness.
如果我们不完全心里饶恕弟兄姐妹的话，
If we don't forgive our brothers and sisters,
那你不会愿意祷告，
and you don't want to pray.
你的祷告也不会得到神的应许，
and then your prayer is not powerful.
因为心里还隐藏一些不愿意饶恕人的，
because you're still holding grudges in your heart.
有时候我们不愿意饶恕我们家里的人，
and sometimes we don't forgive our, even our family members.
有些不愿意饶恕我们的朋友。
And some don't want to forgive our own friends.
甚至乎不愿意饶恕自己的儿子。
And some even not forgiving our
自己的爸爸。
Son and father.
那怪不得你的祷告不蒙应允了。
No wonder your prayers are not answered.
我们要 心里愿意，神啊，无论人怎么得罪我，跟我不同意，我还是欢喜的饶恕他们。
So it teaches us no matter what happens, we need to forgive people from our hearts.
这样子祷告就蒙应允了。
And then when you pray, it's more powerful.
我们教会需要这样的祷告。
So we need such prayers.
同时，第二件事情。
And the second one.
就是要警醒。
We need to be watchful.
耶稣说，总要警醒祷告，免得跑进了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
And Jesus said, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
什么叫做警醒呢?
What is a watch?
就是祷告的时候不要打瞌睡。
So, don't dozing off when you're praying.
哎呀,我祷告什么啊?
So sometimes you say, oh, what should I pray about? And then you think, you're trying to think about it.
在人面前祷告好像表演一样。
It's like pray in front of people, like trying to show off.
然后啊，神啊，这个又慢慢的，结果就人家都睡了，你也睡了。
And then when you pray, and then you know, you fall asleep, and other people fall asleep too.
祷告也需要警醒，就是看住整个生活里面的需要。
So being watchful is figure out what your needs is.
看你自己生命有什么需要。
And look what your needs are.
有什么临到你的，你要怎么样来对付。
And whatever comes to you, how you deal with it.
世界有什么多的东西周围。
So what happened in the world around
you? 你要为那些东西祷告。
And pray for those.
无论在美国，在中国，在全世界，那些东西我们要警醒看住。啊、我们要为那些祷告。
So it doesn't matter it's happened here in China or around the world.
这个是很警醒的，清楚知道祷告的是什么。
So it has to be clear and we know what to pray about.
那神就会施恩给我们了。
And then the blessing of God will come.
所以今天我请求弟兄姐妹好好的考虑。
So I ask brothers and sisters to think clearly.
你愿意警醒祷告吗？
Do you want to watch and pray?
你愿意饶恕弟兄姐妹吗?
Do you want to forgive each other?
你愿意集合的跟弟兄姐妹祷告吗?
Do you want to pray, join together in prayers?
或者说,哎呀,我不愿意参加祷告,因为有一位姐妹,一个弟兄,我真不愿意看他的。
So sometimes I don't want to come to the prayer
meeting. 我看见他,我就,哎呀。
Because I really don't want to see somebody in the prayer group.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要你的祷告。
And brothers and sisters, we do need you.
我们礼拜三有祷告会。
We have prayer meeting on Wednesday.
是在王慧明的家，他们是虽然他们不在，但是有姐妹 Irene 在哪里开门。我们礼拜三7点就有祷告。
So every Wednesday at Hui Min's house at 7 o'clock. However, they're in China now, but we have a sister to open the doors.
礼拜四早上9:30在这里有祷告。
And Thursday morning 9:30, we have prayer meeting here in the church.
礼拜五晚上有7:30有祷告。
And Friday night 7:30.
是讲英文的。
And that's English.
礼拜三、礼拜四用中文。
And Wednesday, Thursday is in Chinese.
礼拜五晚上用英文。
And Friday is in English.
我们需要您来参加祷告。
And we need you to come.
那你说不是啊？我不是住在这里啊，我住得很远啊，那怎么办
？So somebody say, I don't live here. I live far away.
你在你那个地方可以跟一群基督徒也可以祷告、啊。
But you can find a group of Christians in your local area and pray with them.
但是我们在这里弟兄姐妹很需要您的祷告。
But here we do need your prayer.
因为我们需要工人。
Because we need workers.
我们需要神开传道的门。
We need God to open the door for us.
我们需要服从神的旨意。
And we need to obey what God wants to do.
学习彼得、约翰、玛利亚、莫大拉玛利亚，他们一起聚集祷告的。
So remember Paul and Maria, and with other disciples, they're all together, gathered together in prayers.
所以请你可以来参加祷告。
So we invite you to come here also.
请低头祷告。
Please bow your head in prayers.
愿神感动今天的弟兄姐妹。
May God move the brothers and sisters here.
你是愿意付出代价。
If you're willing to devote yourself.
你愿意来祷告，
if you want to come to pray，
不单只是为自己，
not only for yourself，
乃是为弟兄姐妹，
but for each other，
为教会，
and for our church，
必迫切的需要你的祷告，
and we eagerly need your prayer。
你愿意来参加祷告会吗？
Are you willing to come？
如果有愿意的话，
if you want to come，
可能从前你没有来过。
Maybe you haven't been here before.
你愿意来？
If you want to come，
可能你说我没有交通啊，晚上啊不便当啊。
And if you have difficulties like traffic, and then you don't know how to drive，
我们有弟兄姐妹可以去交通接送。
And then we will have brothers and sisters
come pick you up。我也可以去帮助你。
Or I can help you also。
但是我们需要您的祷告。
But we need you to join
us。我们教会特别需要工人。
We need workers。
那我们需要祷告了。
So we need to pray。
所以您愿意说，今天我在神面前答应我要来参加祷告会的。
So if you say I will come to prayer meeting。
或者礼拜三，
either Wednesday，
或者礼拜四，
or Thursday，
或者礼拜五，
or Friday，
或者礼拜天早上，
or even Sunday morning，
9:30，
9:30，
我愿意来参加这个祷告。
If you say I'm willing to come，
那可以请你举举手好不好？
Please raise your hand。
在神面前你答应，
in
我愿意。
In front of God， you made the commitment。
有哪一位？感谢主。还有没有愿意来参加祷告？神啊，求你继续帮助我们的教会。
God, we ask you to continue help our church.
求你帮助弟兄姐妹。
Please help brothers and sisters here.
在心中有这样的感动决定。
And then let them be moved in their hearts.
一定来参加祷告。
To come to join together with us in prayer.
主啊，求你继续感动帮助。
Lord,Please help them and move their hearts.
奉耶稣名求。
And we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，现在请各位一起来唱一首呼召的歌，就是求主垂听310首。310。
弟兄姐妹，现在让我们一同起立，同时翻开圣诗310首，求主垂怜。
Brothers and sisters, shall we all rise?